Well, to start off with, the difference between a medical marijuana program and a recreational program is very simple. A medical program requires a doctor's recommendation to have access to the product. 788 requires a doctor's recommendation to have access to the product. So inherently, it is a medical program, not a recreational one.
Yeah, they. I guess the opponents have said they're going to spend lots of money on ads. I've started seeing a couple of them, including making arguments that you could be able to smoke marijuana in churches and in restaurants. Just, again, your thoughts on those?
It's one of a list of falsehoods that they are throwing out there. There's already law in place in Oklahoma that allows for businesses, churches, nonprofits, schools, public entities of all sorts to deny the ability to smoke any product in their facility. Everyone, I'm sure, is familiar with the stickers on the outsides of buildings that say breathe easy. That applies to medical marijuana as well. The other thing that the opposition fails to note in their willful ignorance is that the majority of medical marijuana is consumed and not actually smoked.
Right. Yes, exactly. And most people don't understand that it's usually like I don't know much, but it's usually like in a pill form, isn't it?
It's typically a lot of it is in an edible format.
Oh, okay.
Be it foodstuffs, you know, gummy bears, chocolate, things of that nature.
Okay, so it's some usually edible. So, you know, when you start to see these advertisements, which are now bled over into Governor Fallon saying the exact same thing, what are your thoughts when you see something like that?
Well, what my thoughts are is this is just standard political fare from standard political hacks. It's unfortunate that Senator Lankford has hopped out as a spokesman and has decided to destroy his own credibility on the issue with his repetition of the smoking and the recreational argument. The smoking argument, as a United States Senator, I would assume that he is aware of the law that prohibits smoking in public places, yet he still hops out and says that. When they talk about college students being able to grow 12 pounds of marijuana in their dorm rooms, again, that ignores the reality that, be it college dorms, landlords, other folks can, you know, prohibit that type of activity within their, you know, the buildings that they own. The other thing is that dorm rooms typically do not have the electrical infrastructure to even support the type of electricity that is needed to have an adequate grow operation.
How concerned are you that these falsehoods might hinder the passage of this legislation coming Tuesday?
Our estimation, Michael, is this, that a strong no campaign, which they are now up to over $1 million in expenditure. We're seeing it on the TV. It's probably going to come up on radio. We've seen some mail out from them. What we anticipate is that they are talking to a likely primary voting universe, and they very likely will shave 5 to 7 points off of us in that universe. However, State Question 788 has a broader range of support than the primary voting universe. For example, we recently saw that 45,000 folks registered to vote within the last year, which was a double up from the time period before. Anecdotally, we believe that roughly 30,000 of those people registered to vote simply to vote for State Question 788. We had a booth out of Oklahoma about 3 weeks back, and in 2 days, we had over 500 people show up and register to vote at that event. We're talking to everyone. We're not talking to just primary voters. We're talking to the folks that show up in presidential general elections. And so our attack is simple. You know, we assume these attacks would come. We assume that they'd, you know, drop $1 million worth of lies on us. And so our concern is not so much trying to argue insanity. It is to simply overwhelm that with pro 788 folks that don't typically show up to vote in primaries.
Fantastic. And working, I'm guessing, very hard, as you mentioned, about just getting out to vote in support of 788.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's what it is. Our only persuasion is persuading folks to show up to vote.
Exactly.
And just reminding people, you know, one of the reasons that we have low voter turnout in primaries and even in midterm generals, is there's just not the awareness that the camp that this election is going on as there is in, say, a presidential general where it's wall-to-wall coverage for 2 years preceding the election day.
Exactly. Yeah. Fantastic. Jed, anything else you want to mention that we didn't go over?
Yeah, I do want to mention one other thing.
Yeah.
I want to go after the argument that veterinarians and chiropractors would be allowed to give kids 85 joints or whatever it is they're throwing out there. The reality is that veterinarians and chiropractors are not allowed to prescribe drugs to humans, period. Same goes for State Question 788. It does not supersede that.
Since it's a prescribed drug.
Right, exactly. And, you know, we have also provided tons and tons. I mean, I think 5 pages worth of links of a variety of conditions that there are actual medical studies that have been shown that they treat these conditions. So, I mean, at the end of the day, Michael, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about a classic political hack job that is being done based on, at best, half-truths and things left unsaid, and then, of course, lies by omission. And it's, you know, it's to be expected. At the end of the day, this is important to know.
Yeah.
This is important to know that in Oklahoma, annually, 4 million opioid prescriptions are written to a population of 3.4 million people. Oklahoma has the highest opioid addiction rates in the country. Opioid sales are over $3 billion annually in Oklahoma. So who are the real drug dealers here? Who really has the best interests of patients in mind? Those that profit or those that are pushing this? It's also interesting to note that in the last 4 years that Senator Lankford has taken in over $100,000 from Big Pharma. I wonder if that's his motivation. At the end of the day, what Senator Lankford needs to remember is what the good book says, and that is you can't serve two gods. You cannot serve the Lord, and you cannot serve the God of money at the same time.